Blog Talk Radio.
Let your hands for Angela.
Just give me a few seconds, please. I'm just about there. I'm just about got it cleared up, the technical difficulties. Again, I apologize. Just give me a few more minutes. Having technical difficulties. All right, listeners, I'm just about there. I apologize to Mr. Johnson also. I hope he hasn't hung up. Hello, Mr. Johnson.
Yes,
hello.
Ma'am.
I apologize to you. I had some technical problems with the site.
No problem.
Okay, thank you for waiting, and thank you, listeners, for waiting. The guest on Show Talk with Angela Butler is Brian Johnson, or a.k.a. BJ. Brian is the CEO of Three Johns Multimedia, LLC, or, again, a.k.a. BJ. Good afternoon, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and thank you for your patience.
No problem. I understand.
Okay, thank you. So my first question would be, how did you first get your start in the entertainment business or the industry, entertainment industry?
Actually, I'm second generation. My dad was in the music industry, and in college I started doing concerts, plays, all the homecomings. And things like that. So I always had an interest in it since birth.
Oh, since birth. What did your dad do? What part of the entertainment industry did he do?
He was an executive at a couple of record labels as well.
Oh. Would you care to say which ones?
Warner Brothers, Capitol.
Oh,
and then
okay.
After retiring... He retired. He did a little consulting for Malico, which is the number one gospel label in the world.
Oh, okay. So you couldn't help but fall into that. I mean, your families and that, your dad in particular.
Absolutely. I don't have a choice.
You didn't have a choice. Okay. All right. You also give back to the community. I mean, you're not just the CEO of Three Johns Multimedia LLC, you also have a foundation. It's got, and if I pronounce it wrong, please tell me. I'm going to call it Jim Eva Foundation Incorporated.
That's close enough to me, but that's named after my great grandparents, James and Eva.
Okay, what is this foundation?
It's a nonprofit basically set up to give back to the youth. We do programs, school supplies, feed the homeless, you know, anything we can do to reach back into the community in a positive manner.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'm glad to know that there are men giving back to their community. You are obviously very busy. And the reason I say that is that you are a member of a lot of industry organizations, because I've, you know, did my research and everything. And you are, you're a member, a vice president maybe, or a member of the Georgia Music Industry Association, the National Black Programmers Association, also the Atlanta Entertainment Association. Am I correct on this?
Yeah, I'm a past board member of the Georgia Music Industry Association.
You're a past board member. Okay. All right. What is the Cider House Incorporated?
That's also another nonprofit that I'm on the board of with one of my fraternity brothers who's a world-renowned artist, black artist. And we do plays together and just different ventures throughout the community.
And that's a nonprofit. So, in what capacity did you work for So Deaf record label, and who did you work with?
I was the national director. I was in charge of all the marketing promotions for the label. I worked with pretty much everybody Jermaine touched. Bow Wow, Jagged Edge, Brat, Escape, Usher, Mariah Carey, whoever he was involved with on the production side.
Okay. All right. So you got to work with Mariah Carey, Bow Wow. Oh, okay. You worked with Mariah Carey. That is great. She can really sing. Can really sing. You're also currently the CEO of your own record label, which is named Three Johns Multimedia. How long have you had your own record label?
Access Production Company. We do, in addition to concerts, we do film, TV shows, plays. We have gospel plays which go around the country, and I've had that since 2000. I actually started in college, but it's, you know, I always had the name, the marker, but I actually really jumped it off maybe around 2000.
Okay. Why are you known as the industry taste maker?
That was a title gift to me. I couldn't even tell you.
You couldn't even tell me? Okay. All right. Okay. It's just I know you called that, so, okay. You have been on the grind. Huh?
So that's a title that was bestowed upon me.
Okay. you have been on the grind of working for a while. I have to ask you, with all these organizations that you belong to and the nonprofits, when do you find time to rest?
I don't.
What do you do in your spare time? You don't rest. That's not good. So what do you like to do in your spare time?
As long as you enjoy what you're doing, you never work in your life. So I really have a passion for what I do. So I don't really consider it work. And I try to make my career a life of leisure and just, you know, enjoying what I do. So it's really no time off. It's all that's my rest is my work.
I know it would be kind of foolish to ask you, who have you worked with? But I'm going to ask it anyway. I'm also going to ask, who would you like to work with that you have not already?
That question is too broad. I mean, of course. I mean, it's too many to name. I mean,
too many
I don't
names.
Even know where to start.
Okay. Yeah. So you worked for Jermaine Dupri. Work with Jermaine Dupri, Bow Wow, Jagged Edge, The Brat, and many others, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You have worn a lot of hats. You offered provided consulting service for the 1996 Olympics, which was held in Atlanta, Georgia. So you have a consulting firm, a consultation firm at one time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that is great. Now you have your own record label. Which artists are on your record label?
Actually, we have a few. We have a bunch of new artists we just signed from a guy named Derek Fine, who's actually in Miami. A group called the Hempfield Kids signed to Interscope. We also have a guy out of Gainesville named Emma Melody. He's a Latino artist that we're working with right now.
Okay. I noticed that one of your companies does gospel stage plays and gospel music. Do you like gospel music?
Absolutely.
So what are some of your gospel stage plays that you have did?
I Need a Man, Wicked Way, Fake Friends, Mama I'm Sorry, to name a few.
Do you consider yourself a man of faith?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. What would you tell someone who aspires to have a similar career as you? And also, what have you learned during your career in the entertainment industry that would benefit someone else?
That you can never stop. You have to block out anything negative. I don't care who it is, family, friends, relatives. And you have to always
Okay. So we've covered the fact that you work all the time, and your work is your is pleasure for you. So I've said this before, as the listeners know, people who enjoy the work are very blessed because they get to a job or a career that they love. Attended North Carolina A&T State University.
That's right, Aggie Pride.
Yeah. And you majored in business administration?
That's correct.
Okay. So you did shows at the university?
Yes.
Oh, that is great. What was it like working with Jermaine Dupri?
Interesting. I learned a lot from him. You know, we still, I've been knowing him 20 years, 20 plus years. So not only is he a good friend, he's a great mentor, a good person to learn from.
Okay. Good person to learn from. You've worn many hats. I mean, you have had numerous executive positions. You work with VP Slack Production, where you marketed multiple gospel recording artists. You did a lot. You have a very impressive career.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. So what else are you doing now currently?
Right now we've got a few television projects we're working on, as well as getting ready for these fall run of our latest gospel play, which is called Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Oh, that sounds like something from TLC. I'm thinking about that because I saw their film the other night on VH1. Okay.
I said, yeah, you got it fresh in your mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you also wrote, you're an executive producer of the stage play, The Coloring Book, Life Full of Color. You also directed that stage play. Who all was in that stage play, the actresses and actors?
Actually, it was based on the life story of a new group and their journey from Chattanooga, Tennessee, to them signing a major deal with Jimmy Iovine and Polar Dawn and Interscope. So it just told their life story up to a certain point.
Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with that. So are you going to take them worldwide, national? Is your record company already worldwide or national?
We're working on it.
Okay.
So I would say we got a lot more work to do.
Okay. All right. So do you consider yourself a family man or a businessman or both?
Both.
Okay. All right. So you're the chairman of the Jim Evil Foundation. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization where you help the youth. Is there anything in particular the organization does or the foundation does for the youth?
Other than feed the homeless and donate school supplies, just anything we can think of to help give back. You know, whatever capacity we see a need, we try to fill it.
Okay. That is great. So now you're working on a national gospel stage play at some point, or at some point you'll be working on stage plays. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And it'll be with your company, Three Johns Multimedia.
Yes, actually, I'm doing a play now, producing it with Michael Matthews and Jackie Clark of the Clark Sisters.
Oh, that is wonderful. I know who the Clark Sisters are. At least I listen to the music. That is wonderful. So you got your start from your dad. You say you didn't have a choice. Did you ever consider any other career?
Not at all.
You also worked for Interscope Records. In what capacity did you work for them?
Actually, that's who my production company is distributed through, so we have a joint venture.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Interscope is huge. All right. Okay. So, what's in your future? I mean, we've talked about some new things that you have planned. Is there anything else that you're going to do that you would like the listeners to know about?
All I can say is stay tuned. I maybe come up with an idea tomorrow and be on something else. But right now we're going to stay steady the course and we'll just see where, you know, how this show ends.
Okay. Who are your latest prodigies?
As I told you earlier. Excuse me?
Would it be the Hemp Field Kids?
Got a guy named there one. I have a guy named Derek Pine out of Miami. And I told you earlier, Latino artists were getting ready to release a couple records on from Gainesville named Emma Melody.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So, is there anything we haven't covered in this interview? I mean, is there anything else you'd like to tell the listeners? Because, you have did a lot for the industry. You've worked a long while in the industry. Like I said, you've been on your grind a very long time. Not trying to, you know, you've been in the entertainment industry a very long time. Are you also a member of a fraternity?
Yes, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated.
Okay. And what do you call Atlanta? Do you call it home?
Yeah, it's my home base, but I move around. But, yeah, I'm based out of Atlanta.
Okay. All right. So you work in marketing, and you work with Interscope Records. Has it always been your lifelong goal to have your own record company? Is this your first record label?
Actually, it's my only. Yeah, so that's been a goal. I always, you know. Even with So Def, you know, Jermaine's thing was start your own imprint, I'll back it, and we'll just grow from there. So, yeah, I've always wanted to have. It's all about ownership.
All about ownership. Okay. Well, Brian Johnson, we're going to go to break, let you catch your breath and get your thoughts together, and then we're going to come back and finish the interview, okay? All right, listeners.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
All right, listeners, we have one more commercial.
Oh. Exquisite Express Incorporated specializes in designing signature solutions to help attract more business. Their creative designs through their associate company, Exquisite Designs, give everyday people insight on the latest fashion, food specialties, technology gadgets, and entertainment. Exquisite Designs also provides barista services through Exquisite Barista. You can read all about what they are doing in their digital and print magazine, Exquisite Fusion. Feel free to give us a call, 1-855-379-2540, 1-855-379-2540.
So, we're back, listeners, to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have on Show Talk today Brian B.J. Johnson, a.k.a. B.J. Johnson. He's in the entertainment industry, and he has his own record label, and he's working with Interscope Records, and he's worked with So-So Def Jam. Brian.
Yes,
hello?
Ma'am.
Okay. Are you in charge of the videos, anything? Do you produce your own videos for your clients, anything like that?
Yes.
You do that also? Okay. All right. So have you ever rapped or sang anything yourself, or have you always been on the other side, the business side of things?
I'm always on the other side. I leave that to the professionals.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So, so we pretty well covered just about everything. We talked about the coloring book, Life Full of Color, I believe. It was a stage play that you executive produced and directed.
Yeah, you pretty much covered everything.
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. How was it working with the 1996 Olympics? Curious, doing the consulting services for Atlanta Committee for the Olympic Games.
That was a lot. I learned a lot, met a lot of high-powered executives that I still have relationships with to this day, and to see the whole process. And as far as the entertainment aspect of it, it was a life-changing experience for me as far as a young businessman / entrepreneur trying to get his feet wet.
Okay. You also worked at Dr. Bobby Jones Gospel Explosion television show. In what capacity did you work with them?
Producer.
Producer? Oh, okay. So... what was it like being vice president at EMC and Armand Entertainment?
Just like all the rest of the gigs, everything's exciting, and, you know, I have a passion for what I do. So any job that you pull out of that bio, you're probably going to get the same answer. I have a passion for it.
Oh, okay. All right. Seems like I'm wearing you down a little bit. I'm probably sounding a little bit repetitive.
Nah, you just thorough. You know, you're going over it and you asking me thorough questions. I understand.
Yeah. I'm real happy to interview you. I mean, you know, you give back to your community, and you've reached probably, I assume, one of your biggest goals to have your own record label, your own multimedia company. So that is great. What can the listeners expect? You told them to stay tuned and see what happens, but how big do you think the artists you have will be?
I mean, only time will tell. You know, if you ask me, that's a loaded question. I'm going to say they're going to be the biggest things out, but, you know, we're going to let the public decide.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully they'll be able to come on the show.
Absolutely.
Okay, I like that. All right. I'm going to... wind up the interview. Listeners, I'm sorry about the delay. I apologize. I was having technical difficulties. I apologize again to you, Brian Johnson. I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Man, thanks for having me.
Oh, one more thing. Something just popped up. Somebody's asking a question. They want to know, how would they be able to contact you to get you to listen to some of their music, their songs?
I have an email. It's runbiz815@gmail.com. And also you can hit me up on Twitter. That's @BJCEO.
Okay. All right. They also want to know, what type of music is your record company coming out with? Are you multimedia?
Yeah.
That's
why we had the word multimedia. We have anything that's hot. As long as it's hot, that can be at the top of the charts, we'll entertain it.
Okay. All right. All right, so listeners, you hear that. Anything that can be at the top of the charts. All right. Mr. Johnson, thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
No problem, Angela. Thanks for having me.
And don't forget, you said your group could come back on the show.
Just call whoever you want to come on the show. Just call me. I'll give them a call in.
All right. Thank you for taking the time to do this interview. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you having me.
All right. Thank you. Again, listeners, you've been listening to Mr. Brian Johnson. He's AKA BJ, as he's known as. He's the CEO of 3 John's Multimedia LLC. He's worn a lot of hats, as you can tell. He's did a lot of things in the industry, including consulting. And like he said, his dad worked at Warner Brothers, so he didn't really have a choice. But I think it's great that he loves what he does. And again, listeners, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.